6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Friday, August 5th, 2022, here in the Power Hour with Dave Krieger. Thank you so much for joining us for this hour. Dr. Abel, we're trying to get a hold of him, stepped away from his phone temporarily. Hopefully we'll get him back on this hour. In the meantime, we're back on with news and more of your phone calls. I don't think anything is feel good when you find out a leaked FBI internal bulletin on domestic terrorism lists U.S. Capitol shooting victim Ashley Babbitt as someone considered a martyr by militia violent extremists and the Second Amendment as how militias justify their existence because of a reference to a well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms. The Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide was leaked to Project Veritas, which released images of the bulletin on its website and social media, including such common images as the Gadsden flag, the Betsy Ross flag, and the Liberty Tree. Here we have American symbols of freedom, and the FBI has a different name for them, a different label for them, and anybody that espouses representation or assimilates any of these images with their belief system, all of a sudden now you're a militia violent extremist. See how easy it is to put a label on people? Sad but true. It's what they do. Things have changed, haven't they? Yeah, we just, you know, this is what makes everybody crawl into their shell and hide. And really, that's not quite what we want to do. At least the truckers in California are not doing that. Michael Clifford, for example, I know you don't know the name, but you will. He works for a trucking company in Utah, but spends much of his time making deliveries in California. As a non-resident company employee, Clifford says he's not happy with California's new labor law, Assembly Bill 5, AB 5, that was passed and signed into law in 2019, went into effect last month after a failed legal challenge. And this is why we're talking about screwing with the economy. The new law requires independent truck owner operators, some 70,000 strong throughout the Golden State, be classified as employees with few exemptions. Now, why do you think they did it? Because they think, and I'm talking about the franchise tax board and their employers or people who say they should be self-employed and start their own company, and the FTB wants to tax them. They think they make a lot of money, according to Michael Clifford. He said, but they don't. They run on a very tight profit margin. The way the new law is written, he said, AB 5 is likely to do more harm than good to the state's trucking industry in the future. You know, see, the thing is I think all the elite living there that have all this money, and then you pass stuff like this that pours gas on a fire. Maybe they need to have a little bit more disruption in their already fragile supply chain. Maybe they need to pay $30 a gallon for gasoline and $50 a pound for hamburger before they wake up and go, gee, all our money seems to be going out the door. Well, duh. Don't you think the rest of us are already feeling that? This is the insanity of living in a blue state. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sit here and put labels on people, but these people are idiots. Somebody put this garbage in their head and they ran on it. They got elected because whoever it was in California that likes this kind of lifestyle, you know, California cannot be all elitists. I mean, they have a massive homeless problem there, as do they in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington. I mean, just pick a city. Pick a major city. There's a homeless problem there. And see, we just found out that a 9-year-old California girl just died 2 weeks after she was jabbed with Pfizer's injection. She had no pre-existing conditions and was not hospitalized. She had 2 to 3 days of stomach ache, sore throat, chest pain 2 weeks after she got the jab. And all of a sudden, she died. Huh. So what do we tell all you jabbed? Go ahead. It helps the population control. This is exactly what they want to do. Cull humanity. according to the reports. I'm not being skeptical or cynical here, and I'm not trying to be mean. But how do you talk sense into people when you have 313 serious cases, and this is in the VAERS system? How do you deal with stuff like this? It's just, it's nutty to even think that this Luciferian garbage can be tolerated by we the people, that they would take their kids, knowing this stuff is going on, and take their kids and get them jabbed. I mean, sorry, but nobody wants to kill their child. Now they got to live with it. They got to live with it. Richard in Washington, how are you, sir?
Real good. Rather than call these people elites, I call them the C-ships. Self-entitled, self-appointed sociopaths in power. I think we ought to use that term rather than elites.
Interesting. All right. I'll give you that.
And are any of the panel aware of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the program that's militarily put in place since the 50s?
I am. I have a copy of it.
Well, that's it. So we ought to know what the program is, because basically part of the program is they have to get voluntary consent from us by telling us what they're going to do. And when we don't, quote unquote, rise up against them, we've given them permission to do it.
Correct. Correctamundo, sir. Very good. That's it. I mean, exactly what Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars predicted and what it encouraged was complete disruption and abolishment of the family unit. That's one of the one of the economic goals, is to tear the family apart, and they're doing a damn good job of it.
And now we got weather warfare with geoengineering and the quote-unquote jabbing of the population. You know, it seems like the agenda is full force, and why are we pretending like we don't know what's happening?
You got to wonder about that.
And they've been doing it to
us. I think you know,
yeah,
Richard.
They've been doing it to us since the Caesars initiated the program, and following the same methods of controlling us. They started with grains and fear. Basically, that's using carbohydrates and the sympathetic nervous system to, you know, keep us suppressed and controlled. They went to divide and conquer. They're still using that one, and they've been using it.
Oh, it's working quite well. Oh, yeah,
there
it's working quite well, especially with the pandemic, because everybody says, oh, well, you have to get the jab, otherwise you can't come over. Or, I've had COVID. You can't come over. We don't want you shedding. I mean, you see, they've started all of this rumor mill. They're not telling us the truth. They're not telling us that COVID actually has HIV in it. And if you get COVID, it is likely the spike proteins and everything transmitted human immunodeficiency virus into your system, and you have to get rid of it. It's like the whole nation got AIDS. Anybody that actually, and I'm not saying they got AIDS per se, I'm saying they got the component that would cause AIDS. And it's just, you know, it's crazy. They really invented a bioweapon. And, of course, all these people with cognitive dissonance are now sitting there going, they did what? You know, they're totally confused. I mean, this is all idea, Richard. You're right about that. They got everybody in a state of confusion. Nobody knows what the truth is. And as long as you can keep everybody in a state of confusion, the more, just like the Bible says, the more of them knew not why they were come together.
Well,
nobody can rally. Sure, nobody can rally and unite against you if they're all confused and they don't know where they're going.
Well, that's what a sociopath does. He tells you what you want to hear, and basically, Pogo said it best, the comic strip character, we have met the enemy and he's us.
Thank you for that.
And the third form of controlling us is bread and circuses. Now we have Twinkies and sports, so, hey, you know, everybody's happy.
There you go. Let's not forget the ho-hos. Richard, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I got Dr. Robert Abel on the line with us here. He has a book out called The Eye Care Revolution, Prevent and Reverse Common Vision Problems, which is available on Amazon. Eye Complex CS by Dr. Robert Abel, now back in stock, 10% off this week, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we have several different things that we want to talk about here, given the fact that we've got a break coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But we got Dr. Abel on the phone. Dr. Rob, how you doing, sir?
after a day, I think this problem, the eyes ought to be a lot simpler to solve than the previous problem.
No doubt.
So let's hear the questions, my friend Dave.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm just wondering, the eye care revolution, is this is new, right?
Well, this is the third edition, and it's still basically the same stuff. We just do different things in higher technique, but the fact is the principles always remain the same. And there's alternatives to the common traditional therapies, and so there are complementary therapies that are nutritional and wise in drinking water and exercise, et cetera, just as you always say.
Sure. And, I mean, drinking water, and I think the last time we talked, you said something about the amount of magnesium that you put in your body and how when you have the good ample supply of magnesium in your system, and this is from the last time we talked, I remember what you said about the fact that when you go into a room and the light is on, you turn the light out, having the amount of magnesium in your system, your eye will actually adjust to the dark much quicker.
That's close. It's lutein.
Lutein is the one
that will help you with dark adaptation. But magnesium is the lack thereof is the cause of cramps, headaches, migraine, and even atrial fibrillation and making blood pressure higher.
I knew I was on the right track.
The FDA has approved 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day as one of the formal therapies for hypertension, for high blood pressure.
1,000 milligrams?
Yep.
Wow.
Will lower your blood pressure, slow your heart rate down, et cetera.
All right. Well, talk to me about iComplex CS. A lot of us, because it's back in stock, we want to, you know, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. The fact that it's 10% off at the Power Mall, give us a refresher course on what iComplex CS does.
Well, the interesting thing is it has all the components for retinal function, and many of the components for helping cataracts slow down. Also, people are reporting their dry eyes feel better. Vision is brighter. They recover from oncoming car headlights, within 2 or 3 seconds. And because of the lutein and the other components, walking in a dark room, you dark adapt. As we age every decade, we lose some of our dark adaptation. And this will help you maintain it and take you back to your 30s. Not the 1930s, your age 30s.
No, I get that. Wait, the 1930s, I don't think they had iComplex CS back then. But the thing is that, you know, with what we have been talking about on my show notes exactly are talking about macular degeneration. And out of curiosity, is it preventable?
Well, anything that is therapeutic is obviously also potentially preventable. What happens is, your eyes are your most active part of your body, especially the macula. Every time you're looking at something, light beams are hitting your retina, and you have to rekindle. So every single impulse coming in, you know, thousands per second coming in, is hitting that macula that doesn't have a rich blood supply because it doesn't want the blood vessels to be in the way of the incoming vision. So what happens is we wear it out. And so wearing sunglasses, visor on the hat, very helpful. Not smoking, very helpful. But nutritionally, supporting the retina is key. And I would say not many people get taurine or CoQ10 or put together now 25 ingredients because it's now the advanced eye complex CS that will help stabilize macular degeneration. I was on a show in 1997 with 6 patients with macular degeneration who improved. And that was kind of anathema. The people never believe that. But it happens all the time that many of my patients who I get because of coming to me for these kind of things like reading the book, stabilize. And in the case of having a disease, stabilizing is certainly the best you might expect. But for prevention, if your mother had it, your father had it, your sister had it, or your fair-skinned, fair-haired of Northern European origin, prevention is the best deal, and especially if it makes your vision sharper, it's a double positive.
And so this basically works all across the board, doesn't matter what race, color, creed, gender, whatever. This stuff works across the board for everybody, because you were specifically, I think, pointing to one particular set of individuals that I mean, are they more common in certain races than in others, these eye problems?
There are more common, and more common in certain occupations, too, outdoor workers. And it depends on the pigmentation of their retina. But the fact is, we're living longer. We're looking at the blue light on computers. So blue blockers are good, but the lutein is also helpful because it has more lutein in it than almost any of the other eye vitamins that are marketed. And the fact is, we don't market it widely, and that's why we're happy with you that you guys understand the value of it, so we don't have to jack up the price.
No doubt. I guess I'm going to have to get some Eye Complex CS and try that stuff out because I want to see. I want to actually test that lutein and see as far as seeing in the dark. I had cataract surgery, had my cataracts out, and I had implants put in. And I'm talking about implants that are what we call enhanced lenses so I can get my distance vision back. I absolutely love it. It was the greatest decision I made, even though I got to wear cheaters. The thing is that, you know, it still doesn't affect what the retina does. And I got to try the Eye Complex CS. And I encourage everybody else to do it as well.
I'm going to tell you why even people who've had implant surgery, cataract and implant surgery, they don't have the cataract anymore to absorb the bad UV light from the sun. It goes through to the retina. So even more vulnerable you might be, the better it is for you. And wearing sunglasses, I mean, that is so simple. A $1.25 piece of plastic, which we give our post-op patients when they walk out after surgery, is enough to block the bad wavelength. So you don't need a $300 pair. So you go to whatever, Zenni.com, Z-E-N-N-I. They are very inexpensive glasses.
Out of curiosity, you know, this is something that they always try to sell you. You got a Sunglass Hut or some other place like that, and they got these high-dollar glasses out there you were just referring to. Is the fact that something is polarized any better than just buying a regular pair of sunglasses?
First of all, any pair of sunglasses should be UVA and UVB blocking. Polarizing does decrease a bunch of the glare. And so the polarization is extra. It may not even be necessary. It depends. If you're an outdoor worker, you want maximum protection. But if you're walking down the street and doing your marketing and around the gardening and your head's bent over, I don't think it has that much difference. But people can try glasses on, you know, over the counter and just look outside and make their own interpretation. People are smart enough. I always tell people, the guy in the chair who has all the data, and they're just kind enough to bring in their two globes so we can look at them. But if we were listening better as physicians, we'd learn a lot from the patients.
No doubt.
Well, so what I'm espousing with you.
Right. The eye care revolution, the third edition, what's different from it versus the other two? What have we added?
What is added is some of the new stuff with the implants and the lasers and the ways of examining the retina with high-level laser photography that can diagnose glaucoma, macular degeneration, and every particular visit. Subsequent visit, you can compare it because it's that standardized. So it just gives people a little bit of a guide when they have to go to an eye doctor, which is usually overwhelming because they don't understand anything. You also need to ask your doctor to write it down. They suggest something or tell you about a condition, write it down and go visit Dr. Google.
You think Dr. Google's got the answer?
Well, Dr. Google is a place for more information than many doctors will give you. So
yeah, they don't have time to see
as
somebody. Yeah, I get that. All right, so as far as the book, it's available on Amazon. Any place else we can get it?
It's available on Amazon, and the fact is, perhaps with Amazon, you can make a deal with them, or Kensington.com, KensingtonPublishing.com.
Okay.
They may be able to arrange it for you at a lower price.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm getting some questions offline, and one thing I meant to ask you the last time is about floaters.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people have them. And could you explain why we have them, what we might be seeing when we're looking at floaters. I mean, it's annoying to a lot of people if you just stare for a while. You see these things and you move your eyes and the floaters move around. How do they come about? And what does the iComplex CS do for them?
Let's start in the beginning. The eye is a ball of fluid with two lenses, the cornea at the front, the crystalline lens, which becomes a cataract, and everything else is clear liquid. The vitreous gel is clear, but throughout life, rubbing your eyes, head trauma, coughing, throwing up, et cetera, the vitreous breaks up, and then you see these particles. Some people have a little bit. Some people have more. Usually with time, they crystallize and start dropping down. But we get up and we move over, move our head all around, so it still continues. The one thing that I have found is 50% helpful is 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C for a month and see if they improve. And at least instead of hearing nothing can be done. The other point is if somebody gets flashes and floaters, they should have an eye exam just to make sure it's not a torn retina. But the vitreous gel floaters are much more common, and everybody between 50 and over tends to get them. And it's frightening at first, and then it's annoying at second.
It is, and we haven't yet.
You asked about iComplex CS. Well, iComplex CS has a number of things in it that may or may not be helpful. But the point is, when you start something, let's say somebody's going to order it today, put it on your calendar and look back in a month and see what's different in my vision. Is dry eyes better? Am I a little clearer? Can I see smaller print? Do I recover from car headlights? And maybe my floaters are even better. But floaters are the tough one.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, and I appreciate that and that the input on floaters, because I know a lot of people have them and there's some concern there about iComplex CS. The other thing that I don't think doctors have quite identified yet is the ocular migraines that people get where you just like have a total blackout or you start seeing stars and that sort of stuff. I'm not sure if that's caused by an injury or what it is, but that's something for another day. Dr. Robert Abel, thanks so much for joining us, albeit late on the show. The book, The Eye Care Revolution, Prevent and Reverse Common Vision Problems, available on Amazon.com and Kensington Publishing as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the show, and we'll talk again soon. Get to the Power Mall, order the iComplex CS, and try it for a month and see if that doesn't make a difference. I'm going to try it. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Can I get an amen? 31 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, August 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Phone lines are wide open, 844-769-2944. Do you know the military is looking, they have a digital twin that they've created? Seriously. They have a digital twin so they can do simulations and training using a common synthetic environment. Did you know that? This is crazy how far science has advanced. The civilian metaverse is not going to require exact representation of the real world, but the military will, because they're using it, according to Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. They want a digital twin of the entire planet because they want to do simulations and training. Imagine that. Just like playing video games, you know? It's an article that you can read when you get your email blast. And a nurse that we've had, former nurse, that we've had on the show twice already, that I have met both in Dallas and in Myrtle Beach at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. We'll have him, Clay on next week, by the way, talking about the event in Batavia, New York. Priscilla Romans has been on the show before. She finally made Epic Times. And this is, of course, about the hospital patients who need an advocate to fight the white coats in the medical establishment. And this is something that she launched called Graith Care. And we have a link to that on the website. So if you need an intermediary, an advocate to speak for you, I mean, this thing with COVID-19, this is not over yet. We are, and people still haven't gotten it around their head yet, that this is a bioweapon. It was launched against us to cull humanity. And people just don't want to admit it. They're in denial. Why would a government do that? Because they would. Because they're part of a nefarious plan from the elitists out there that think that the world has too many people and we need to reduce the population. So that's one of the reasons why we put them on there. Priscilla Romans launched Graith Care at a time when many healthcare professionals are leaving a medical system they say was broken long before COVID-19 had brought its corruption to the surface. So, I mean, seriously, when she looked at this as a former nurse, they are trying to find alternatives outside the system, and that's the reason she set Graith Care up. There's a really wonderful story about that on your email blast as well. Speaking of how things are down at the farm, how are you, Darlene? What's going on?
Hey, real good, but we didn't leave you with a solution for glyphosate.
No, no. A solution for glyphosate, I'm all ears. Go ahead.
And first of all, I want to describe what a veterinarian taught me years ago. He says it's all about the sides, C-I-D-E-S. Homicide. Suicide. Okay. Feticide.
Uh-huh.
Herbicide. Fungicide, insecticide.
Kills something.
Yes, doesn't it? It was remarkable when I heard it. But the other thing is, there's this stuff called humic fulvic acid, and they've used it in cows and chickens to remediate glyphosate damage in the, you know, after eating stuff that have glyphosate on it. It's a great soil improver. It also improves the, in my opinion, the good gut bacteria. There's products now with it. You could either buy it by the, 120 vegan capsules, or you can buy it by 8-pound container. There's a guy in Indiana that sells this. I've seen it work on food poisoning. that's how I first found out about it. There was a Canadian at a conference thick, and I grabbed a vet and asked him, is there anybody here that can solve this guy's problem? Because my car's 9 blocks away, and I got activated charcoal always. And he took me right to this guy's booth. They gave him 6 capsules, and in 15 minutes, his food poisoning was gone.
Wow. Now, go ahead. Yeah, this stuff ran across your lips so fast. Give me the name of the product again.
The soil amendment stuff, which is the same thing that's going in the capsules, is Humus Solver. And the guy's out of Monticello, Indiana.
Humus Solver?
And the son's running it now, and I've worked with him, and he's really good. But what I found also, between the gut thing, because we all get glyphosate, like she said, that doctor, you can make your own capsules because I'm cheap, you know. Or you can buy the capsules if you don't have time. And it kills the bad stuff and it improves the good stuff. And I think the capsules are called Ancient Ultimates. And just he's got all this stuff backed up with websites and stuff. And it's really an interesting read on how it works. And I think it'll help us on this COVID jab thing. But I don't know because I'm not a recommended licensed professional.
Well, I get that. And I know you're just trying to help with the solution factor, which is good. We always appreciate that. So
usually tomato plants get the cucamonga. And, I haven't checked my soil for a couple years, and I need to, because you need nutrient-dense food. And there's a Dr. Shaw who did the experiment and figured, fed his patients regular garden food with no nutrient amendments, my garden's good enough and horse manure's good enough and this is good enough and it'll be fine. He couldn't heal anybody. But when he got a guy in there to make it nutrient dense, he started healing people. And this is how you can tell if your food is. And a Dr. Arden Anderson taught me this. Because I said, hey, Doc, I didn't grow onions too well, so I went out and bought a bunch of organic onions and cut them all up, put them in the dehydrator, and the next morning they were pink. And I went, ooh, that looks like fusarium, whatever, called mold, this is like really cancer-causing. And he said, what happened and what's happening to those onions and other things, he said, you might have had organic, but he said you didn't have nutrient-dense. Because he said a nutrient-dense product, and you've probably seen this in your refrigerator if you bought lettuce in the winter, if it turns into a black gobagoo, the lettuce, you had organic, but you have no nutrients. If you have nutrients, it will dehydrate and just dry up.
Interesting.
I mean, it doesn't disappear. It just dries up.
Interesting. Well, see, and we do have at the Power Mall, because of the fact that, when you make these comments that you do, our producers and the people at the Power Mall go crazy over this stuff. And there is a stuff Dr. Edward Group and Global Healing Center has put together, and it's called Fulvic Acid, F-U-L-V-I-C, Fulvic Acid.
Yeah, the same stuff.
And it's the charcoal tablets. They have those, too. And so there's all sorts of different things, and we appreciate the input on that, because this is just – sometimes people think that, they take things for granted and, they don't understand the whole thing until people like you call up and put it back in their head and put it out in front of us to where we can, solution.
The other thing is nations die when their topsoils disappear. I've got 2 quotes on that somewhere on my refrigerator probably.
No, Beth, that's a good quote. That's a real good quote, and that's one of the reasons we need to make our own natural fertilizer.
If you go out and run your hands in that glyphosated soil, the humus has just been burned up or is burning up. It depends on when they got a hold of the field and how long they've been doing it. And take a shovel out there and see if there's anything living there, any earthworms, bugs.
Yeah, that's especially that hard clay pan, you don't have much of anything living in it.
But let me tell you this, too, before I go, because when I got here, I had what I call Indiana concrete soil. When you get the mineralization right, you can go out there with your hand and run it through your soil around your plants.
Wow.
It's amazing how the soil changes. And I'm not a real expert in it, but there's experts like Dr. Arden Anderson. He flies around the world and tells wineries how to solve their problems and make big money and all that stuff. And there's just guys like that. And if you can get one of those guys on to talk about it, because and getting rid of hard pans. You know, if you're going to waste your time, listen to Purdue. But I don't want to say what the solution to hard pans is because I don't want the guys that are farming the wrong way to figure it out. Because I don't want their stuff in the water, you know.
Yeah, you don't want the enemy knowing about it.
That's right, you know, but there's hard pan after hard pan under hard pan, and the guy that was doing his soil right, he, out in Iowa in 2012 when we had the big drought, he had 800 acres of green stuff yet while the rest of Iowa burned, okay?
Oh,
and the doc was telling me this, and I said, well, what's the talk at the coffee shop? Because you know those guys are sitting in the coffee shop talking about this guy, and he said, it's magic dirt, darling, that he's got magic dirt.
I love it. I love it.
But anyhow, he has the equipment. He had a track hoe, and on his field day, he dug down 15, 20 feet, and you could tell where the different hard pans were. But there's water down there. If you can access through those hard pans, and I did that year, you can have 1 foot corn during the drought of 2012 over here in Indiana.
Wow.
And it's stuff that we used to know that they shoved down the brain, you know, the hole, you know?
Yeah, I know that. And see, have you ever heard of deep rock?
No.
Well, there's a website called deeprock.com. And they sell well drilling equipment to consumers.
Ah.
And they'll finance a well drilling kit that you can take and you can rent it to your next door neighbor. And he can drill a well too. And a lot of people are doing it and they're not applying for a state license because if you're a well driller commercially, you have to have a license. You have to register the well. And a lot of people are going to deeprock.com and they're buying their well drilling kit for $3,500 and they're going around and they make all that money back. Renting it out to people who want to do the same thing they're doing and drilling shallow wells so they can access water with a pump, especially during when times are tough and the juice goes out. You have a way to get the water to the surface, and that's the most important thing I think people need to be aware of. But we appreciate everything that you've given us, and I've made notes of here. Dr. Arden Anderson, we'll see what we can do about getting him on the show, Darlene. Thanks so much for your call. Esther in Washington, you're back. How's China? Last time we talked, you had this big oration with all these Q&A, and the answer to everyone was China. And I'm hearing stories from people that have relatives in China, and they're telling me that we're going to be in a war with them before the elections.
Well, I also heard that 400 million, was it you that said it, that 400 million humans in China have literally removed themselves from the government?
That was me. I basically said that 400,000 Chinese basically have said no more CCP. We're done with you. Yeah, 400,000.
I clearly heard a million. Oh my goodness! Huh. There's that 1%. There's that 0.1. Never mind. Oh Lord. No, I did some research on China after I talked to you because I thought, oh God, you got a big mouth. I'm talking about myself, you know. And I did learn a lot of things about China. China is the richest, wealthiest nation in the world, but for military might and prosperity, all that, it goes to the U.S. The U.S. is still the world power, and a very, very strong, strong world power it is. It was very interesting, all the research that I did on China. And it kind of humbled me because I thought, wow, China's been doing the slow creep for a long time, since the 1990s. And we have been literally been engulfed in the technocracy that they have there. And technocracy is essentially using AI or artificial intelligence to have complete control over beings that are human or earthlings, and they are so successful in their program that the globalists love it. They want that, and so they've been having this love relationship with China. And you know, the deep state is so deep in our country. And I really applaud President Trump's efforts. He exposed it. He started draining it. But the swamp is so big, and I give him credit for sticking his neck out so many times for the people of America. And also, too, you know, he brought so much goodness just the economy, the spirit of truth was coming out, not just for the U.S., but for the whole world. Everybody started to feel safe and start trusting and saying, look, we've got somebody that knows that it's the people first. He was way too dangerous, and he still is way too dangerous.
So Dick Morris was on yesterday, Esther, and he was saying, yeah, Dick Morris was saying, yes, and Trump's going to get reelected. I'm staking my reputation on it. I'm like, he says, you can hold me to that. And I'm like, really?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next day. We just don't know. But everybody would love to see Mr. Donald James Trump become president again and to finish off this term that he never had. And if they don't give it to him this term, okay, give him another 4 years, and then he can also, and I say run again, because after another 4 years of President Trump, we're going to want him to stay. Of course we are. He's a good man. He really is a good man. He's got a lot of faults. Who doesn't? You know, like, whoever's perfect, you know, put your hand up. And so,
but if he were
anyway,
to get in again...
I'm sorry?
I get that. No, Esther, if he were to get in again, he would literally have to grab the government by the short and curlies and shake it until he gets rid of deep state, because they are going to fight him every step of the way.
Exactly.
That are damaging
like
the American
before.
People.
And look what he accomplished being up to the wall every minute of his presidency. Like, okay, when he had that one-hour conversation with Zelenko, they wanted to, not Zelenko, Zelensky. Oh, those two names, I get them mixed up. Zelensky. Pardon me, Dr. Zelensko, I did not mean to say that. But he, that 1 hour, they impeached him for it. So the transcript had to come out. We had what? Reportedly how many hours? Many hours with Biden and Jin Sing Lee, whatever. Well, we need a transcript of that, because we know that Joseph Biden does not carry on a conversation. He can't. So there were his handlers on that call, and they were discussing how to do the Hollywood ruse for Pelosi to go check her investments in Taiwan and to bring that little ruse of, we're really, you know, we are going against China. Now, this has given China the ability to do further surveillance and military maneuvers where? In the South China Sea, where they need to.
All at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Yep,
I get the ploy. I am. Okay. I get the ploy for sure, you know, but it's all done at U.S. taxpayer dollar expense.
Well, of course, because that's the deal that China made with the U.S. You're going to help us with technology, with money, and we're going to help you with AI technology. They are the leading nation.
Yep, and unfortunately,
in AI.
Yeah, in AI. Yeah, and unfortunately, our presidents handed it over to him.
No, it wasn't Joe Biden. It was the cabal or the deep state that started with Clinton and Hillary and Obama.
Yep. I was just going to say Clinton. He gave.
I also saw that video. In fact, I have it. The Obama deception, the mask comes off, by Alex Jones. And you know, it would be like if you were Alex Jones and you started this whole information wars way back when, right? Just like Rush Limbaugh. Of course, they're going to look for that 1.1% to bring it on him. Just bring it on, because he's too powerful. Too many people listen to him. And he is believable. And that video is going to show you stuff I never knew. I have great respect for any pioneers that stick their neck out. And the thing with Sandy Hook, he's right. There is so much more behind Sandy Hook. If we were to find out the truth, oh, my Lord. It is so dark, Dave. It is so dark what the deep state is doing.
I believe you. And they could have groomed the shooter for all we know.
Well, you know, we don't have direct frequency technology and mind control technology and all sorts of things. And of course they do. They have implants. They target their victims. Like Uvalde, the shooter's mom, when they interviewed her, she kept saying, he has his reasons for doing this. She said that three times. And she had this look like, you don't know what I know. If you knew what I knew, you'd be dead. I'm not dead, but they're looking at me all the time. This, we've got to understand that, you know, pioneers that bring the truth of the word out, like Alex Jones, they themselves become powerful. So as soon as they reach a certain part, echelon of power, of course the government's going to push on them. Of course they are. So, my prayer goes out to Alex Jones. He's a good man. And just like Trump is a very good man, too. And they're not perfect, but, you know. And there is a scripture in Proverbs that says, Proverbs 17, and that would be 17, and verse 17, it says, the first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Well, we can do this in reverse. Who's the one to plead at their cause first? The government, the deep state against Alex Jones and against so many of, January 6th people. It's a scourge, right? Until his neighbor comes or the truth comes out. And
there's a term. There's a term for that. It's called demonization.
Exactly. And I'm sure you've had a taste of that too in your life.
Oh yeah, I've had a lot of taste of that. Especially every time I go in to do a land record audit somewhere in a county, the banking cartels rear up against me and try to make me look like I'm, you know, a ripoff artist or something. And I'm just like, you know what? I've had literally county clerks hug me in tears and say, God bless you, son. This is what we needed to hear. We needed to see the truth. You've showed us everything we didn't know. You've proven it. And God bless you. You know, and see, they know. They're convinced. I don't have to do the work. The land records speak for themselves. They're so polluted with garbage and fraud. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, they should be pulling their land records like they do their credit reports every 6 months. To see what's going on, because nowadays we have people getting ripped off in their land records. People are filing deeds and stealing their property and selling it. Next thing you know, you got somebody coming to your doorstep, knocking your door, saying, well, your house has been sold. You need to move. And you're like, excuse me. Then you go into land records and find out too late somebody stole your property. So I don't know why people aren't doing it.
I've got it on my list of things to do to go and check, you know, that make sure that everything that I own is where it should be. Because I've had a situation that I worked for 2 years until they did what was right.
So, sure.
Well, and another thing I'd like to give you an update on is, remember I told you about working on a FOIA for the school district, local school district long, long time ago? Maybe you do or don't.
How's that shaping up?
Okay, well, I started it in November of 21, and it ended in July of 22. And during the interim, there was 30 pages of correspondence from me to the school back, you know, and then 20 pages of research, 4 visits with the superintendent's secretary, personal visits, 3 phone calls with the superintendent. He has yet to meet me.
Why am I not surprised?
2 emails from the school district, and finally, they referred me to the Attorney General's office, and I talked to Morgan Domeroff, and his number, if anyone in Washington State is interested, is 350-570-3418, and after we went, we essentially bulleted everything that was happening. And the reason I called him was because the superintendent referred me to him. He said, okay, you just need to call him so that we're all on the same page.
And
he looked at everything,
that,
and he green-lighted everything. And then I told him, I said, you need to look at all of the FOIA requests for universities, colleges, and school districts in the state of Washington, because they are not up to par legally. And he said he would. Whether he does or not, you know, that'll be up to him.
Just keep fighting, Esther.
I'd like to say, what I've learned about this is, like, there is satisfaction in knowing the truth. Like, when you went to the court and people saw your truthfulness and your courage behind it, it's because truth recognizes truth. And you probably have this incredible feeling of satisfaction of a job well done, regardless whether you get praised or not for it, right?
True. Well, we'd like to think that.
Well, no, it's a natural good feeling, the feeling of accomplishment.
It is. Well, I've got one other caller holding. We got 1 minute left, Esther. I'm going to have you back on next week. Call me back. Dave in Iowa, you got 1 minute. Go.
Oh, instead of prosecuting human traffickers, Trump apparently went to great lengths to retaliate against those who exposed Epstein's abuses. It was bad enough that Trump laughed privately about molesting women, grabbing them by the pee, and then his fans dismissed his braggadocio as innocent locker room talk. Or that he bragged about walking in on teenage beauty contestants when young women were changing. The fact was that Trump and members of the Trump family featured prominently and frequently in Epstein's little black book, and that Trump himself was sued for raping an underage girl. Is he better than Biden? Anybody, a pile of warm cow dung is better than Biden, but Trump is sure a scumbag.
Well, okay, well, thanks for the input there, Dave in Iowa. We appreciate that. We're out of time right now. We're going to be back on Monday. In the meantime, try to have a good weekend and formulate some new opinions and some new info. Do some soul searching over the weekend. We're going to hopefully pray for America. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Possession of He is Yahweh, righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.